welcome back to Fake Nudes, the podcast that we have created to bring you some bizarre news stories and just events and just things that are happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I have all these Microsoft updates that just appeared that I don't really want to do right now. So how's your day been? Let's start there. You doing good?
Yeah, not too bad. I gotta go back to work. I'm not too thrilled, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. If you're gonna sit back there, you might have to be louder.
Just living another day.
How's your history knowledge?
High school at best.
Perfect. Alright, so you're like the perfect candidate for this article. I know we're a little, it's almost August now, so we're a little past the 4th of July, but I have some declaration questions, some symbols, some mysterious knowledge about the United States.
Flag.
First and foremost, is it actually a legally binding document?
No, it's just a piece of paper, honestly.
I mean, you're kind of on the right track with that. Elaborate.
I mean, it's this really is your just pretest. Your word, but, like, I guess it's, like, written proof of, like, something, like, entailing a certain event, right? Or, like, a reasoning behind something, so you had to write it out for, like,
yeah.
I guess, proof. But
it's a declaration, but that's really all it is. It's just
exactly. Otherwise, you could just live on your own, but I guess, like, fucking declaring your independence, like, British were coming after us.
Right.
Like, around. Like,
well, that's why the war happened. It's like, we had
we had an
official
had to kick them out.
War for independence.
So, yeah.
Yeah, alright, well anyway, this is from history.
Sometimes you gotta fight the man.
We are fighting the man hard today and proving that anarchy is the true state that the U.S. should be in. This article is titled, Is the Declaration of Independence Illegal? This is from history.com/news, published October 20th of 2011, so this is a few years old, but I think the information still stands, and this was written by Jenny Cohen.
Why would it be illegal? Technically, seceding from whatever they were a part of
was
illegal.
According to, this is the sub-headline of the article, British barristers, which is, I guess is like what they call their law people, because it says British barristers and American attorneys debated whether the historic document amounted to treason. So it's treason, basically, because technically when it happened, we were British subjects and, like, citizens, and we're like,
yeah.
No, fuck this, fuck the government, we're Americans. But now the British are going back and, like, reviewing these things and being like, actually, that's high treason.
Well, we're living today's days.
Are we?
We're already, like, they can't just come, I mean, if they try to come take us back, I wish them good luck.
Right, well, let's find out. Let's read on. So this article begins that even America's founders knew that revolting against the British crown could raise some serious legal quandaries, and that's one of the reasons why the Continental Congress tasked its delegates, ooh, should I quiz you on this? Name 3 out of the 5 delegates of the Continental Congress.
I cannot tell you a single one.
Aw. We got our man Thomas Jefferson,
okay.
We got a Benjamin Franklin,
okay.
And we also have a one John Adams.
Okay, I mean, that all
do they sound familiar to you?
I mean, yeah, okay. I just had no idea.
Yeah. So they drafted the formal document justifying the 13 colonies' break with Great Britain. The Statement of Rights and Grievances, known as the Declaration of Independence, was ratified on July 4th, 1776. That's actually incorrect. It was ratified. It was first, the first person to sign it, like the first state, signed it on July 2nd. And everyone else thus followed. They basically, it all got signed on July 2nd and 3rd. It just took it that fucking long to get back to Pennsylvania, which, I mean, 3 days to get around that many states in the 1700s is kind of
not bad.
Still
so I
phenomenal.
Bet it wasn't like one solid trip.
Pony Express.
It was like, yeah. Well, that, but it was like dispersed. Like,
right.
We're all going different ways. Instead of one guy. All the colonies.
All the state. Well, that's where the fucking little, what's his name? The British are coming, dude. Whatever his name was.
Paul Revere.
Yeah. some fun facts about that story, too, but we don't have time for that today. The statute of limitation, with the British lawyer today is saying that the statute of limitations on the Declaration of Independence presumably ran out long ago, and decided to settle the matter once and for all. And basically reorganized a court event at yeah, basically he like made like a court between like British and American like lawmakers and like people. The lawyers representing Britain argued that there are no legal principles granting a group of people the right to establish their own laws, likening the American Revolution to a hypothetical situation. Nice.
That's badass.
So, case closed. America doesn't actually exist, y'all. Go home. Go fucking wild. But don't leave, because I still have more stories.
What do you mean it doesn't...
Like, we don't, like, technically, like, we were legally not allowed to go make our own country. Like, obviously, it's fine, like, it's been 200 years, they let it happen. But technically, it's not legal for Americans to have gone, quote-unquote, what are now Americans, to have gone off and, like, do what they did.
Yeah, but so many
But, like, nothing's legal. Even now, like, half the shit we do is, like, not legal.
And, like, even a lot of things that are illegal, too, like, I guess... Fucking Britain has crazy fucking stupid laws. Like, you can't fucking, like, shake a rug outside of Birmingham Palace.
Weird.
But, like...
Right.
You can go do that, and people are just gonna look at you.
I mean, whale hunting is still illegal in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Hashtag like, never forget.
I mean? Like, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, okay. So let's read on to see what these lawyers decided. Because we've kind of made our conclusions. The one lawyer, Sally Jane O'Neill, argued that the colonists themselves knew their actions amounted to treason. She quoted the statement that Franklin uttered as he scrawled his John Hancock, a.k.a. signature, on the sheepskin parchment of the Declaration. Fun fact. Didn't know it was made out of sheepskin. That's new. That said, we must indeed all hang together, or assuredly we shall all hang separately. So basically they, like, knew what they're doing was, like, wrong, fucked up, like what we were saying, like, basically... Everything's only illegal if you get caught.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. For the American team, the Declaration of Independence was not only warranted, but it reflected British and natural law. Quote, the Declaration rests for authority upon the British Constitution itself and the common law tradition which the colonists brought, or proud birthright. It's not really a full statement. That didn't make sense. Basically, it's the birthright of them to follow... So basically the Declaration is still, like, following British common law, and, like, it's just, like, their birthright in a different country. I don't know. That didn't make sense.
I don't know.
I'm not reading it again. Another lawyer, Catherine Sullivan, says that we did not owe allegiance to the British king. We owed allegiance as subject of Parliament to British law. So they still followed British law. They just, like, rejected the king. They're like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Does this mean we can reject our president, but still follow, like, congressional law? I guess that's kind of what's happening, but... Yeah. Fuck.
And we don't have another island to make it our own. And
I know!
Stuff. Everything's basically been conquered or unlivable,
dude,
so...
Fuck.
Unless, I don't know, I personally haven't explored the world.
No.
I don't know what's out there other than what's on Google Maps and what's being informed to me.
Let's go backpacking around unexplored jungles and just, like, habitate them.
I feel like we'd find
we'd
some,
fucking
like,
die.
Cocaine lab and get held for ransom.
For fucking sure. Without it, like, probably within the first 10 minutes that we're in the
like
country, honestly.
I know a lot of science. I will...
Make a wish.
I wished. I'd be like, I know a lot of science. I will make your cocaine dank. Don't kill me.
And also share with me lots of it.
Yes.
Okay, we're almost to the end of this article. Let's see what they concluded. The American team... also argued that the later international community deemed the independence movements valid and just, invoking the fundamental right of self-determination. Basically that the people liked that and voted for that argument, that it was, like, self-determination, that argument. Critics of the exercise might point out that breaking the law was precisely the aim of America's founding document. Like, duh, like, we were literally, like, yes, that's literally, yes. Yeah, so basically that was that. I just wanted to see what your thoughts on if it was a legal document or not.
I mean, like, it's a piece of paper, but, like, I don't know, they kind of just did it anyways. Like, anyone's gonna do whatever they want, whether it's illegal or not.
Right.
It just depends how it's enacted and, like, everything, you know, it's all situational.
Speaking of situational things and acting outs, How much do you think the Declaration of Independence sells for? What is its net worth? So that's my next article.
$1.776 billion.
Surprisingly, no, it's not that high.
I get it because of 1776.
Well, this is an archive article from the New York Times. It was originally published on June 14th, 1991. So literally neither one of us were born yet. But I don't. So maybe that's it. So this is at this time period. The Declaration of Independence sells for $2.4 million. This was published by Eleanor Blau.
So if I had that money, I can just buy the Declaration of Independence?
Well, no, because, well, there's only... Well, it's funny because there's, like, no proof that this is, like, the actual document. Because it said it was found in a picture frame bought at a flea market.
Doubt it.
Yeah. So, like, they someone just found the Declaration at a flea market.
Unless it's a legit one and the one they have is a copy.
I don't know. Let me read. Because I forgot. This was a record for any printed Americana, American whatever. It was the highest historical Americana souvenir ever, or, like, artifact, whatever, Americana, that's basically what that means. The buyer was Donald J. Shear of Atlanta, president of Visual Equities Incorporated, and a fine arts investment firm. Oh, that's what it was. It was a fine art investment firm. He said he bought it because he thought it would add a historical document to their portfolio. They were prepared to pay considerably more. He said that he bought it as an investment, but also because it's a living... He thinks it's a living document and the words are every bit as live today, which I disagree with. Some of those, like, they were writing for those times. Like, we need to really, like, update our fucking laws and stop, like, relying on, like, other people's fucking hard work. Like... We've gotten really fucking lazy. Like, we haven't really, like, done anything new.
I feel.
In a long-ass time.
So shit's kind of...
Yeah.
Whacked.
So... It was creased along the lines where it had been folded. It was printed by John Dunlap of July 4th, 1776, so... To carry new... Oh, so it's a... Maybe it's a newspaper article that's saying that the Declaration... That independence happened. And not the Declaration... Oh, wait. Oh, just kidding. No. There was 24 copies of it. So this man owns one of 24 copies of the Declaration of Independence.
There were 24 copies of it?
Fucking apparently. According to this New York Times article... apparently all just circulating around at flea markets. The last owner had bought it for $4 million, or wait, or no, the last owner had bought it for $4 at a flea market in Pennsylvania, removed the painting and found that the Declaration of Independence was hidden in the painting. What'd you find?
I found, it is estimated that John Dunlap produced 200 copies of his broadside of the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
The first printing of the text. Of that original number, there are now 26 known copies of the Dunlap broadside in the world today.
Okay.
So, 26 known, that's maybe not all of them.
Right. Like, so that's, like, close to what this roof says.
Yeah.
Shit. I didn't know that. We're learning things. This is becoming educational. Aren't you having fun?
I suppose, yes. Education.
Well, it's probably easier than me trying to, like, make us be funny. I don't know. Education connection. Sponsors. Basically, this just goes on to detail a bunch of, like, other shit that's, like, not really relevant. Something about World War II. Yeah, I don't know. Basically, this man just, like, owns a bunch of other, like, rare-ass documents. Oh, wait. Including an early printing of Columbus's letter to Ferdinand and Isabella, reporting his discovery of America. So I guess this guy just, like, collects, like, weird, rare, like, documents, which is kind of fucking cool.
That's kind of cool, yeah.
That's, like, gonna be me when I'm older. That's me now. Fuck, that's why I'm doing this. That's why I wanted to read you this shit, because I'm hyped. Anyway, that was that article. So I have two more after this, but I think we're gonna pause at least this first recording right now so we can hear from our sponsors. Mm-hmm. we're back. And we have found the lost Declaration of Independence.
We Nick Caged that shit.
We Nick Caged it. And we have to go steal it. Because it's not too far from us. Guess where it is.
Where?
You have to guess.
Oh.
Come on.
I mean, I know there's one in Washington, D.C.
Is there? Because this one's in good old Dallas, Texas.
Oh, good. Let's go back to Texas.
They could literally declare their own independence. They own that. They know that they have the power because they own a copy of this. They could legally ratify their own fucking independence. Texas, are you listening?
Do it.
Please do
the
it.
The Lone Star State.
Please create us a new fucking country so then all the whack-ass Republicans will go there. And then the actual America will be a much better place. This has been my presidential campaign, or 2035, when I'm old enough to run for president. Thank you. Until then,
role.
Texas? Alright, so as you had said, about 200 copies of the Declaration of Independence were printed. And of course, 26 are known to exist, as you had said. This one just happens to reside in the Dallas Public Library, an original print of the Declaration of Independence. It is the only copy on display west of the Mississippi River.
Huh.
So this is the only one in our neck of the woods.
Weird.
That's kind of witchy. It resides on the 7th floor of the J. Eric Johnson Central Library. It mentions that Thomas Jefferson visited a printer, John Dunlap, asked him to print. Asked him to commit treason by printing. Okay, so they knew. One of them is in Texas. All the rest are on the East Coast. One is in a Philadelphia bookstore. The official one was based on his prints, so I guess there was no official, like, handwritten. Like, he printed and made copies of all of them. So there was no, like, actual, like, handwritten, like, document, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this says that the official declaration wasn't signed until August 2nd, 1776.
Weird.
Interesting. Oh, I didn't say where this was from. This is from KiraNews.org, published at a date, I think, sometime in 2014. It was at the top. I don't want to scroll back up. Don't sue me. But whatever. It's an article from 2014, KiraNews.org, covering my ass. These were hand-printed documents, so every single letter was on a little wooden block and, like, printed by hand, sort of like the original, like, the OG typewriter. There are, like, punctuation changes between documents, which is how to tell if they're, like, real or fakes, because, like, if, like, you compare two and they're, like, identical, like, one of them's guaranteed to be fake, because, like, no two are alike, because they were all fucking hand-printed.
Yeah.
This print that was found in Texas surfaced in 1968... Oh, wait, sorry, this is the one in Philadelphia. They discovered it in 1968. It was the lost copy, says this person. And so naturally, what do you think they did with it? Because this hurts me. It doesn't hurt me, but, like, what do you think they did with it?
Like, I don't know, I would have kept it, yeah.
They auctioned it off for a profit of a nice $400,000, which is kind of modest, considering you found the fucking Declaration of Independence, and you...
Yeah,
like, you can't even buy a house for that in Texas, like...
You probably can't.
I guess this was, like, in the 1960s, maybe, but, like, $400,000, and now it's selling for, like, $2.4 million, like, you fucked up.
I guess I'm used to around here. Houses are, like, not that expensive.
I mean, like... No, like, you could, I mean, like, yeah, you could buy, like, a modest house for that, but I mean, like, if I found the Declaration of Independence, I'd be like, I'm buying Kylie Jenner's fucking mansion.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah, I don't know. I doubt she'd just leave, though, so.
I will pay her to leave. I found the fucking Declaration of Independence. This is my country now. I am legally allowed to ratify that bitch.
Boom.
Dude. We have to steal the Declaration of Independence so I can fucking legally own Kylie Jenner.
Forge it. Just, like, change stuff on it.
Dude, get me a fucking sheepskin. Let's go hunting.
Oh, God. But you don't have to hunt for that. You can just go buy it.
Oh, wait. So I guess this is a really confusing article. I guess the people in Dallas bought this document. They were the ones to buy it from Philadelphia. So it wasn't found in Texas. They just fucking own it now. But they were also thinking ahead because they're like, wait, if we buy this document, we can also ratify this bitch and do whatever we want. So honestly, good on Texas still. Yeah. It's on display in the library. Thousands of students view it every day. It's used for classes, research, blah blah blah. They're putting it to use. That's good. That's cute.
Cool.
And then it basically just goes off to read the preamble, which, if you don't know it, sorry. Look it up. I'm not gonna read it to you.
Because it's people.
Two fucking paragraphs. Yeah. Yep. So that was that article. And the last one is pertaining to our OG motherland, Great Britain's version of the Declaration, and the British equivalent of Nick Cage trying to steal it. Mm-hmm. This is from Euronews.com by Paulina Bock, published October 26th, 2018. Man arrested trying to steal Britain's Magna Carta at Salisbury Cathedral.
It's not Nick Cage.
It's we'll find out. Well, that's why I saved this article, because they made a lot of fucking jokes about that.
Oh, God.
But basically, if you don't know, the Magna Carta is what Britain calls their declaration. Sounds fancy. I also saved it because this man was arrested on my birthday. Was arrested in Salisbury, England on October 25th. # it was my spirit animal probably trying to steal this bitch for myself and start my own country, but whatever. Let's read on. It is the most important document in British history. It is the peace treaty between English barons and King John, which was drafted and ratified in 1215. Hmm. So, good on them. It is their most fundamental legal document. So theirs is actually legally binding, where ours is not. at least ours is loosely binding. Theirs is apparently very strictly... whatever. He attempted to smash the glass case that it is protected in. No damage was done to the Magna Carta in the incident because there's so many layers of glass, like, he wasn't even able to, like, get through all of them before the authorities arrived.
Oh, I see.
The man, 45 years old, was in possession of an offensive weapon and smashed the glass box in which the 803-year-old charter is kept. Thank God someone did that math for me. I've been sitting on that for a minute in my head.
Oh, man.
It is 803 years old. So 1215, I guess, is when England officially became a country. I didn't know that.
Weird. I didn't either. It's weird to give, like, life, essentially, to a piece of paper,
right?
That is essentially non-living, but, like, has been preserved for, like, 800-some years. Just because it was written on,
right,
and has, I guess, significance to...
See, Europe is fascinating.
An organism, essentially, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, this is a treasure that's going to be carried and bestowed upon fucking generations and centuries and centuries and centuries. And it's still around. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, right? Europe, dude. They got their shit on... They're on something. So this article says that the weapon was like a hammer. The guards at the cathedral originally said that they heard some shouting and could see a few people coming out of the gates. And so they stopped and watched, but it just looked like some men play fighting. So they're like, oh, haha, whatever. But it's like, you're in a church. Like, someone's even, like, fucking, like, even just, like, roughhousing. Like, you're in a church. Like, don't do that.
Right.
As soon as they got through the gates, they saw the hammer drop to the floor. And then another man, like, they kind of dispersed, and one man, like, kicked it. They basically, like, kicked it around the room as, like, they, like, made their way closer up to the document. Kind of smart, I guess.
Hmm.
They confirmed that the man then attempted to break into the case. They were arrested shortly afterwards because, obviously, they were catching, like, such a ruckus. And then the people, here come the Nick Cage jokes. Are you ready? Not really a joke. Mostly they just posted this little meme at the end of the... Because it was a really short article. That was basically it. They said people on social media made jokes about the similarities between the incident and the film National Treasure, which was from 2004, in which the explorer played by Nick Cage steals the U.S. Declaration of Independence to decode a treasure map hidden on the back. Wow! I was right! I haven't even seen that movie in fucking years, and that was dead-ass the plot line.
Oh, yeah.
And then here's the picture they attached it, which is Nick Cage with said Declaration of Independence. And they're like, it's clear who the main suspect is for trying to steal the Magna Carta, and it's just fucking Nick Cage. So that's all I have for you today, because we're going to try to keep these episodes pretty short, and so...
I've actually learned some things from that.
Right? Did you have more fun? Would you rather I make you learn things? Because that's more fun for me.
Yeah, that would be pretty... I don't know. I think...
I mean, I already changed the description of our,
thing. I hope it's more fun for...
Enough times.
For everybody else.
Yeah. Peoples, are you listening? Do you enjoy? Yes. We have social media now. You guys should go follow that.
If not, give us input.
Yeah.
We'd like to know.
Give us... Reply to you. We still haven't gotten any voice recordings from this app. Which, that's cool. I wouldn't probably reply to a podcast either through a voice record. But we have Instagram. You can find us... at We Are Fake Nudes. I'm not going to try to spell that out. We Are Fake Nudes. Figure it out. Yeah. Thanks, guys. If you made it this far, please listen to the other episodes. The more listens and, views we get, the sooner we can get on, bigger platforms and, Spotify and bigger and better things. And then I'll shut the fuck up and quit badgering you guys so much on social media to listen to this. But, we're just trying to get out there and get recognized so that I don't have to fucking tell you guys about it anymore. People will just know. Or you could just tell people. So they just know.
So
you
don't have to get a real job.
Yeah. This is my time to shine, okay? I have a part-time, full-time job, okay? I have a lot of fucking free time to try to make a start-at-home business, okay? I have a minor in this. I should know how to do this, but I fucking don't because I didn't learn anything in school because it's a fucking scam, okay? Don't go to college. Follow us on Instagram. Listen to this podcast. We'll teach you all the fucking things you need to know.
Yeah, you don't need
more.
School.
You don't need school. You just need fake nudes.
Boom.
Bye. Thank you, guys.